could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And right now, what I'm concerned about, in particular, when you look at this case of this woman in Connecticut, she got online and trashed her boss, not only to her friends and followers, but also other colleagues who were following her on her Facebook page. Now, the issue here is she is a classic example of someone who didn't realize their reach and the extent of the people that can actually hear what she's broadcasting out there. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see companies are really going to start getting really concerned about this, because at the end of the day, they've got a brand that they have to protect. And if you're out there reaching out as someone who's part of that brand and a representative of that, but saying things that are counter to it, these companies are going to have real concerns.
All righty, there's a pretty interesting scenario. If you have not heard the story, the career of a Connecticut woman who was fired for criticizing her boss on Facebook, and now the National Labor Relations Board is taking up the case. Wowie zowie, Facebook, MySpace, YourSpace, OurSpace, Twitter, be careful. That was Dr. Michael Woodward, a career coach, commenting on this case involving this woman fired because she went off on her boss, not too bright. You must know that there are no secrets anymore. People are following you on Facebook, and they are very interested in all the little things. You think there is privacy if you're going back and forth. You think you're talking to just one other person or something like that? No. And bosses are looking at this. Insurance companies are looking at your Facebook page. Banks are looking at your Facebook page. Who are your friends? What kind of people do you hang around with? It is a whole different world we live in, Master Jack. You may have heard the story of the teenager who's been caught when he logged onto his MySpace account after breaking into a house, forgot to log off. You heard that story, right? Yeah, there are plenty of these stories around, and we'll review many of them during this hour of our countdown, the top hits of the week, reviewed one at a time, 1 hour at a time. So if you haven't been following this story, then we'll give you all of the information that there is that applies to it, and you'll decide whether you think you want to have a say or not. Your words later in the hour at 800-510-8255, or you can text us at 646-926-DOUG. You can go to any number of resources to be in touch. We'll follow all that and get as much on the air as we can. The lady's name is Dawn Marie Souza, union worker for the American Medical Response, AMR. She drives an ambulance. It's an ambulance service all around the country. She called her boss a scumbag on Facebook after a workplace squabble earlier in the day. And so AMR has fired Dawn Marie Souza on the grounds that she had violated a company internet policy that forbids employees from posting anything about the company without their permission. The National Labor Relations Board has sued AMR on the grounds of illegal termination and an overly broad internet posting policy. All new labor law in the focus here. I hear from CNN. This thing's been covered on television, radio. A lot of people buzzing about this week. It gives us a little different point of view from the same old political stuff. Here's John Roberts speaking with Seton Hall Professor Paul Callan. Callan says this decision could have national implications.
And this is a big one because this is the first time that the NLRB has ever jumped in to a fight like this.
It's a very big one, John, and it's just another example of these social networking networks getting into all aspects of American life. We've seen it with college students. Now we're seeing it with labor issues.
So what the NLRB is basically saying is your Facebook page is kind of like the water cooler at work, and people gather around the water cooler at work and they say, well, this is wrong. You know, they're talking about working conditions, and maybe that involves dissing your boss as well. And the Labor Relations Board is saying Facebook would be just like a water cooler as long as there's a conversation going on.
That's right. And it's really interesting because traditionally American companies, and as a matter of fact, most workers probably look in their manuals and they will see they are prohibited from making postings on Facebook or other social networking sites, violation of company policy. You can't wear a company outfit and post a picture. And these rules have been thought to be sacred in the past. Now the LRB says if you are discussing work conditions on Facebook and other workers are participating, It's legal conduct, and it can't be prohibited.
But that's the key, is it? Other workers, co-workers have to be participating. It's not like you could just have a blog where you ranted about something. It has to be a conversation.
Yeah, it's kind of a technical rule, but the rule is basically that the workers have to be engaged in what's called concerted activity, and that means they have a number of them have to be discussing work conditions. Now, in the case here involving this ambulance service, the woman made a posting critical of a supervisor, and then other workers chimed in also attacking the supervisor. She was then fired for disloyal conduct and violating the Facebook policy, and the NLRB came in and said, this is protected activity. But I think you have to remember here, this is the first part of the situation. Early stages, there's a whole appellate process. I don't know if ultimately the courts will uphold this ruling. It's going to be very controversial.
Companies across America, of course, are wrestling with social media and the policies that they have in place and what people can and cannot do. For companies that have a blanket policy, as this ambulance company did, that said you cannot post anything about the place that you work, particularly in a derogatory fashion, on a social networking site, does that render that policy now either ineffective or just basically illegal?
Well, any company that has such a policy has to look at it and weigh whether this rule is going to be applied nationwide. So they're going to look at this policy. But I think companies are really worried about this because, remember, if a worker criticizes a company on a Facebook site, and let's say they have 500 friends on Facebook, it's not only going to the fellow workers, it's going to the 500 friends. And I think when lawyers start arguing about this, they're going to say, you know, this is really not about workplace conditions. This is about a company's entire national reputation, and the NLRB should take a different look at it. So it's going to be a fierce battle in the courts, I think.
All right, so what say you on this? 800-510-8255. We'll have a lot more information. Again, this is something that sort of has those phonies in the news statement. There's a breaking news, developing story. It is. This case has been around for a while, but now just getting some national exposure. The complaint was filed October 27th by the National Labor Relations Board in Hartford, Connecticut. And this, as the gentleman just said, could set a precedent for employers. Employers, beware of the rights of your employees. We'll get the talk radio point of view and talk television as well. Attorneys galore. Oh, you'll love this stuff. 14 after the hour on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED, I created Mike Bravo, 310-737, take the small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us. and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
It's 16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here, the host of the Talk Radio Countdown program, the daily and weekend review. We have 2 hours every day in which we take a listen to some of the input. And this Facebook thing is pretty interesting. I was just sort of wafting into my mind, wondering what life would have been like 200 years ago or less or more. Some of the figures who were around then. I was thinking of, and I don't know why, I was thinking about Custer. Right? What would his Facebook page have looked like? Who have been friends of him? Some of the other military people around at the time? You can think about this and apply it to anybody. But it really is, when you get right down to it, an amazing social phenomenon. Here's Taco's David Serrata, who doesn't understand how your Facebook rants can be limited if it does not violate a contract that you've signed with your employer.
Pretty amazing National Labor Relations Board ruling. Basically, the National Labor Relations Board ruling that you can post something to Facebook or in a public forum on the Internet criticizing your employer, and your employer cannot necessarily use that as grounds for firing you. In what could prove to be a precedent-setting case, CNN reports, the NLRB issuing a complaint against a Connecticut company for firing an employee who was terminated after she posted critical, derogatory comments about her supervisor on Facebook in her free time. The Labor Board is the federal agency overseeing union elections and investigating claims of unfair labor practices, accusing the company of illegally terminating this employee and denying her access to union representation. Do you think you should have a First Amendment right in a public forum to air complaints about your boss? I think that this is a tough one, but I think I'm siding with the National Labor Relations Board. I think if you don't sign a contract obligating you not to make such comments, that's sort of the Keith Olbermann situation. Not that he made derogatory comments about MSNBC, but he signed a contract to follow various guidelines, which he then violated, and he was punished very lightly. I think if you don't explicitly sign a contract saying that you won't do this, that you should have a presumption to a basic First Amendment right. If you are organizing, if you want to organize a union in your workplace, okay, you're not happy with the way the workplace is being run, you're not happy with the way, I don't know, workplace conditions, okay? You have got to organize a union, theoretically, you have got to be able to speak to fellow workers. You've got to potentially be able to speak to the media about why you want to form a union. Well, I want to form a union because I don't like the way the workplace is run. I don't like the way the workplace conditions are. I don't like the fact that that I think my boss is doing X, Y, and Z wrong, and we need a collective representation. How are you supposed to build the case for collective representation, which is a basic right, at least it still is in this country. It's under attack. But that right to organize collectively is a basic right in America. How are you supposed to organize for collective representation if you can be fired for making any kind of critical comments about your boss in a semi-public forum on your off hours?
Pretty good question, right? Do we have some answers? Lawyers listening, you're encouraged to call. Employers listening, you're encouraged to call. People on Facebook at this very moment, you're encouraged to call. The National Labor Relations Board taking up the case of Dawn Marie Souza. Federal labor law long protected employees against reprisal for talking to coworkers on their own time about their jobs and working conditions. Remarks that are critical of managers are A-OK. That law applies, so they say. What say you? 21 after on the countdown.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's true and what isn't true is usually the subject of focuses and foci. What is the plural of focus? Anyone want to look that up for me? 800-510-8255. Clay, that can be your job. We move on now as we continue to listen to radio coverage and conversation about the firing of this woman over Facebook remarks she made about the company AMR, which is American Airlines, is owned by AMR Holding, but it's not the same company. AMR is American Medical Response. She drove an ambulance for the company and didn't care much for her boss, obviously. So here's talk host Alona Minkowski talking about this as a reminder for all who use the social media to exercise some common sense.
A new court case is putting spotlight on the blurring lines between your professional life and your personal life when it comes to the wild world of social media. The case involves a woman who was fired from her job because she posted negative comments about her supervisors on Facebook. And according to reports, this employee got into a major argument with her boss at work, then decided to vent all of her frustrations on her Facebook wall. But when the bosses found out, she got the boot because her company has a policy against employees making negative comments about their jobs on social networking sites. Now, this case is still working through a lot of technicalities, but it does bring up a pretty good point. Do you have the right to say whatever you want on social networking sites? Can you talk a little smack about your boss or a coworker after a hard day's work? You know, Facebook and other social media platforms, they were originally designed for individuals to communicate with one another. No restrictions or regulations, just hop online and tell the world whatever you want. But since everybody now has a cyber footprint, it's easy to forget that when you comment on something, anybody can see it. It is no longer private. What if I had a bad day at my job and my boss really pissed me off? Could I just come up with a nasty little comment? Could I say, have I mentioned that my boss is an arrogant bastard and doesn't give a rat's ass about his employees? If I made a comment like that, would I be violating my company's policies or just looking for a way to vent? Either way, consider this a reminder to you that everything you do online can come back to haunt you in the real world. So use some common sense, people. If you really value your job, don't go online and criticize your superiors. Otherwise, your next wall post will read, anybody know someone who's hiring?
Sounds like a female talking points, doesn't she, huh? A style similar to Bill O'Reilly's. Okay, so a reminder to those of you using social media, be careful. That's pretty much what this is all about. I guess that's the summary here, but there's more interesting sort of side stories, including this one from Taco's Jay Weber, who sort of addresses the foolish in you. If you rip your boss on a public forum, do you deserve to lose your job? Jay says, yep, you do.
This is the first case in which the labor board has stepped in to argue that workers' criticisms of their bosses or companies on social networking sites are generally a protected activity and that employers would be violating the law by punishing workers for such activity. The Labor Relations Board filed a complaint against an ambulance service, American Medical Response of Connecticut, after they fired an emergency technician. They did so after she maligned her boss on her Facebook page. The company says she violated a policy that they have that bars employees from depicting the company in any way on Facebook or other social media sites. I guess positive or negative, you're not supposed to talk about work. This is why I find this so interesting, because this is one of those legal cases that raises larger questions of what we should expect out of ourselves and each other. And it's why I said, you know, forget the technicalities of labor law and what they might be, even though I think under those rules she can be fired legally. And let's instead focus on simply whether it's outrageous that a person be fired for maligning their boss or their company on Facebook. And my take is, if anyone is that stupid, fire them. Yeah, you have the right. Because Facebook is not private, and it's a mistake that we're seeing people make over and over again. Facebook is on the web. It's all public domain. It's not a private conversation held in the same room with friends or even over the phone with a single other friend. Facebook is a public forum on a public website. So even if you're having what you think is a private conversation and it's overheard or overseen, tough. Put it, and I go back to this analogy. Conversation on Facebook is akin to sitting in a public park or in a crowded bar and talking with your friends. And you might think that that's a private conversation, but it's not. It can and will be overheard by all sorts of people. And then what those people do with that, what they hear in a public place, is up to them. And if it comes back to sting you, well, you were the stupid one. You were the stupid one who was in public disparaging your boss. There is no reasonable or even legal expectation of privacy in a public park or in a bar. There should be no reasonable or even legal expectation of privacy on Facebook. That's how I see this. It isn't when she posted it or what she posted. If you're stupid enough to blast your boss at a bar to coworkers and he overhears it, yeah, I think he should be able to fire you. Just as if you're stupid enough to vent about your boss or your company on your Facebook page, yeah, I think they should be able to fire you.
All right. You buying that? They should be able to fire you. 800-510-8255. This is pretty interesting stuff. One or two more bits and pieces from talk radio, and then your calls and comments up next on the countdown, 29 past the hour.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first, and choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Radio Countdown 800-510-8255. Just joining us, our focus is on the firing from Facebook. This lady in Connecticut who worked as an ambulance driver, and she said some things about her boss that were nasty. And the boss said, "You're fired." And now the law, or some members of the National Labor Relations Board, government agency, says can't do that. No, 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 no. Here is radio host Mandy Connell speaking to an attorney named Scott Vernick. Vernick says the Internet has blurred the line between what is and what isn't or shouldn't or can't be in the workplace.
Does this kind of open up, or rather, I guess, maybe tighten up the rules around what happens outside of the workplace? Because if she created this Facebook page on her own time, from her home computer, do
right.
they have any right to butt in? It's kind of like, in a way, it seems like a similar situation to people who say, you know, we don't hire smokers. But if you don't smoke at work, is that any of their business?
There's all kinds of reasons why, very good reasons, why employers want to have Internet policies that not only extend to what you do at work, but what you do at home. You know, for example, I mean, you want to make every Internet policy wants to make clear that an employee is going to have an employer is going to have a zero tolerance for harassment. Mm-hmm. And the problem is harassment can go on anywhere. So obviously that's going to apply inside the workplace and outside the workplace. Employers have a right to say you can't go around sort of trashing my business. That's going to apply, you know, everywhere. So in this day and age, one of the great difficulties with technology is it totally blurs that line between what was once the workplace and what isn't the workplace, because lots of us, as you know, and probably you're the same way, are sort of a virtual, you know, 24/7.
Mm-hmm. But that is, do you think that this is the beginning of sort of the wading our way through where the line stops for businesses being able to control our behavior?
There's no doubt about it. There is, you know, it is a very, it's a very difficult line, without a doubt. in terms of trying to understand sort of, you know, what is truly private and what is not. And the smoking is a perfect example of that because, you know, why shouldn't it, whatever I do on my own time, that's my own thing. Mm-hmm. And the employer will say, yeah, but the fact that you're a smoker, that drives up my insurance rates.
Well, but then you've got to wonder what other kind of, quote, risky behavior. If you have an affair outside your marriage, you could ostensibly create a problem within the workplace if your marriage breaks down. And, I mean, it can create all this other sort of negative repercussions for the business. But does the business have any right to say you can't have an affair outside work? You know, you see what I'm saying? It's like the line, I think it's going to be interesting to see where all this all plays out.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, there's, you know, I think that without a doubt, you know, we've reached, you know, incredible heights here of where the workplace intrudes into our private lives. And if you know, the most glaring example of that is just ask, you know, Mark Hurd, who was the CEO of HP, mm-hmm. who was let go essentially for, you know, unspecified conduct.
Right.
You know, what was that all about? I mean, in the end, wasn't that really private? And how did that affect the affairs of HP exactly?
Good thing John Mayer works for himself under the circumstances. You know what I mean? If you're following his career in love. 800-510-8255. Okay, so I'm looking actually on Facebook, some of the comments back and forth. Clay Cohart, who's our director of social media here, is following this as well. So Clay is somebody who actively engages in all of this stuff, and you've been involved in our discussions of various Facebook fiascos on the air. What is, well, not necessarily just what people are saying about this back and forth on Facebook, but you've seen a lot of this sort of thing, haven't you? I mean, we've all seen a lot of it. It just brings us back around to the point of understanding there is no such thing as privacy. And the one thing that people don't understand about Facebook is that you think sometimes you are just exchanging one-on-one, but that wouldn't necessarily be the case, right? Isn't that stuff liable to
be? No, this would be the equivalent of going outside, going to your workplace and standing across the street with a picket sign saying "My boss sucks." It's you can't do that these days. This is just as public as a public street.
Mm-hmm. And then, but is this Main Street in a manner of speaking? The trouble for this lady again, her name is Dawn Marie Souza. She had an encounter with a supervisor. The supervisor asked her to prepare an investigative report when a customer complained about her work, according to the complaint. She claimed that she was denied representation by the union. Later in the day, she logged onto her Facebook page from her home and wrote, quote, "Looks like I'm getting some time off. Love how the company allows a 17 to be a supervisor," end quote. A 17 is the code the company uses for a psychiatric patient. Souza also referred to her supervisor with two expletives. Her remarks drew supportive Facebook postings from other colleagues. So why didn't those people get fired? John Barr, who is the attorney representing the company, says the real reason she was fired is because of two separate complaints about her rude and discourteous service within a 10-day period. He said Souza would have been fired whether the Facebook comments were made or not. Now, that's something else. And often we know about these things. You're just looking for a way, an easy way to fire somebody. And sometimes the person gives you that opportunity. The attorney says the company understands that workers have a right to talk about wages and working conditions, but he said it stands by its policy against employees discussing the company on the Internet. If you're going to make disgusting, slanderous statements about coworkers, that's something that our policy does not allow. And so anyway, the director of the regional office of the National Labor Relations Board said the company's policy is too broad. He acknowledged that the law protecting worker speech has some limits, but this may not be one of them. So there's no hearing again on this until January. One of the things that does, we've been discussing this a lot in terms of all kinds of jobs. There are teachers who have tenure. There are college professors who get tenure. There are people who work in civil service who are protected by a lot of this stuff. Most of these problems happen in the public sector versus the private sector. But you all know unions are in some cases, overly protective of bad employees. I'm willing to bet, I don't know anything about this woman other than what I've read in the last 24 hours about her or heard, but I'm betting she's a problem. One way or another, you just kind of get that. And I'm not necessarily a fan of management, but even though I manage my own company, and look at the bright lights I have working for me. Michael and Clay, look at the two of you guys are here because you love working for me because I'm such a wonderful boss.
Yeah, it's really admirable how you hire all Mensa members.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so anyway, there are circumstances, though, where you can see that the problem, I see it on both sides. But technology and the Facebook thing is really what we're focused on. And your calls and comments coming up. I can find a dozen different Facebook stories that are interesting parts of this. We'll maybe intertwangle a couple of those. That's post tense for intertwining. If you're into this tool and you need to know how it works, that's for sure. 800-510-8255. Your call is up next on the countdown.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
800-510-8255. Let's drive to Denver and listen to Rodney on this.
I feel that if you are an employee of a company, as I am, I work in the financial industry, there is a certain expectation of fidelity to that company. My particular company allows me enormous latitude in providing feedback, anonymous or, as I choose not to do, with my name. I can say pretty much whatever I want as long as I'm not, you know, misrepresenting the truth at any of our, you know, normal meetings that we have, whether it's all staff or individual, et cetera. But if I was to go out and start bashing the institution I work for or my boss in a public forum where I'm identifying myself and I'm identifying the company and that person, it would seem to me that you have the absolute right to do that, but you also should not have the right to be free of consequences from that institution. There's a world of difference between posting derogatory information about your boss or possibly even misleading information and then organizing for change. But as I said, my company in particular provides a lot of opportunity for that, for feedback of any kind, any way, shape, or form. I agree with you that there would have to be a balance, but at the end of the day, I would agree with you, there is a line that should be drawn about that.
All right, thank you, Rodney. 800-510-8255. You should not have the right to rip your company on a public forum. You good with that or not? And how many of you have been thinking about this? There are a lot of people looking for work. You're liable, if there's any controversy at all, to get booted because a lot of people are just not interested in having any controversy at work. 142 people who are on Facebook right now talking about this. Pretty interesting. Here's another wrinkle in all of this. With a focus on Facebook, your mother watching your Facebook, your mother's reply to your 3 a.m. Facebook video post, revealing perhaps that it might not have been a good idea for you to go on Facebook because you were drunk. And there's an interesting new tool, Clay, called the Social Media Sobriety Test. It's free on Firefox from an online security company called WebRoot. It lets users name sites like Facebook, on which they'd like to have some oversight. Maybe that's what this woman should have had. Set the hours you feel most likely to give in to booze-fueled temptation, and plug-in will ask you to pass a simple test before being able to to log on to Facebook. Nothing good happens online after 1 in the morning, reads the webpage for this add-on, promising to help put an end to the embarrassment that follows regrettable late-night posting on Facebook. Pass a simple test to prove you're of a sound mind, post away, or if you fail, go to bed. Can you believe that somebody actually has come up with a business that can be used by people on Facebook to test whether or not their mind is in the right mood to go online? And if you flunk the test, it will not let you online. Wow. This site lets users set up the test also on MySpace and on YouTube and Flickr and Twitter. Can manually add other social media sites to the list, but you cannot override once you have failed the test. There may be a video that just popped up of somebody singing some silly song and you're drunk. Your boss is drunk in your living room. So there's all kinds of strange stuff. Have you ever encountered, Clay, any of this sort of thing? I'm really surprised that there is this kind of a test for people. Maybe there should be a test as I sit here and look at the fate of this woman. Maybe before you put something derogatory on, there must be somebody who's developing, especially after this. Here's an idea. Maybe you can develop a claim. We'll all become millionaires.
Yeah.
What about having a tool that can censor what you write? Are you sure you want to post this on Facebook? You can hear some voice in the background saying after you put it. I mean, that's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
Anything's possible. Wow. All right, 800-510-8255. Robert, you're in Wisconsin with something to say, and we'd like to hear it.
That's what a diary is for. You know, when you post something in a public location like that, you're asking for it. Especially if you say something about a person that person disputes whether it's true or not, then you've got, you know, potentially a slander issue. But either way, it's just plain dumb. Most people on Facebook have hundreds of connections, and you can say that that's private because you allow or you don't allow people to see your stuff. But regardless, it's in a public location. The thing that's out there is, you know, we've got Google and other web crawlers that are out there searching links every day, and people from all over the world, anybody can see stuff that's out there. I mean, you're just dumb to put something like that up there.
All right. You agree with that? 800-510-8255. Want to rant on your boss via diary? The latest scam to hit the Facebook site. Here's another one I'm looking at here. There seems to be a story involving a guy named Graham Cluey, a senior technology consultant with the security firm Sophos, said in a blog post on Facebook that a fake dislike button was going viral on Facebook. So that this is something that Mark Zuckerberg was talking about when he was interviewed. A lot of people wanted to interview him after the movie came out, and then this became a side conversation, an antidote for ranting on Facebook. So here it is, something we were just talking about, Clay. Facebook has declined comment on the possibility of a dislike button. A dislike button would be something that you could use if, in fact, you didn't want to see the comments. You could X them out, apparently. If friends post anything that has any sort of political point of view or even a strong opinion, you click like and you keep it on, or you like you're agreeing with it, or dislike as if you're disagreeing with it. Well, now, that would affect some of the stuff we're talking about here. But again, isn't it amazing the impact it has?
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
As directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about whether Facebook is good or bad for business, or good or bad for you at business, with this story from Connecticut. Comments have been very interesting. Case involving a woman fired because she ranted about her boss. He was a 17, which means in the company lingo, he was a little psyche nutty. The whole premise of Facebook, the whole revenue base, is built on the idea that they can monetize the information that people like you are volunteering to put on there. You're volunteering it to them, in essence, likes, dislikes, people, places, things. It wouldn't look good to if a band of Facebook users started disliking major brands represented on the site. As you know, that a lot of people in business are using Facebook. Interesting website you might want to check out for ways to look at this. Inside Facebook is one of these websites talking about this button, the dislike button. So let's say it's not about a person. You could say dislike AMR or the ambulance. You can start a whole Facebook page, and that's something that happens all the time, of people who don't like AMR's ambulance service. Yeah, you could have a Facebook page, right, Clay? You can start one that I think we started. Wouldn't we start a Facebook page where we participate in the Facebook page that was all about some particular protest, seems to me? Where'd Clay go? All right. At any rate, 800-510-8255. Steve, you're in Maryland, and you're on about Facebook.
Morning. Other than the stupidity of doing it on Facebook, I think the whole issue of private versus public, in other words, if I'm on a company email and I say something about my boss, if I'm on Facebook, they're all electronic media that are accessible to everyone, which is different than me standing around a water cooler or going to a bar after work and commenting on my boss. And so I don't think that it's protected from that perspective. And I also think that, you know, it's no different. If I put something on a company email or Facebook, it's the same thing as going up to my boss personally and disparaging them. It's in public.
In public. Look out. 800-510-8255. I don't see a lot of support for this woman here. It looks to me like she, at least on the public forums and again on Facebook, not getting a lot of, yeah, you go, lady. Here's Frank. You're in Michigan, and you've got something to say, so we want to hear it, sir.
Yeah, I think she's either an hourly employee or a salaried employee. But she, so when their relationship is that when she works for them, they can regulate her behavior and give policies that regulate her behavior at work. But the minute they stop paying her, their authority on her stops. She's not a public official. She doesn't hold elective office. They cannot regulate her life when she's not at work. While she is being paid by them, they can regulate her behavior. When the pay stops, their regulations stop. That's simple.
All right. They can't regulate her behavior. Frank, thank you for your... I'm not sure that... I understand that's your opinion. I don't know if that's law or not. Where are the lawyers on this? Charlie, you're listening in Las Vegas on KNUU. What are you wondering?
Yeah, I don't think they should fire her, or they should be able to fire her for posting what she did. Whether, I mean, if she's at work, yeah, obviously, because she's not working then. But I think, you know, just avoid all the problems, fire her for something else. Maybe she's ugly or find another reason to get rid of her. The boss can come back and, I mean, for all that matter, the boss can start posting stuff about her. I mean, that gets into a really childish area that you don't want to get into. Would the court say anything if the boss ripped on her?
You're ugly, so you're fired. All right, sir, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. What would you do if somebody impersonated you on Facebook, amassed hundreds of friends, and then used the site to tarnish your reputation? That's what happened in Illinois. Mother says her teenage son, she and her teenage son both have figured this out, and they're striking back with a lawsuit, 20-page document filed in Cook County. Laura Cook and her son, a minor identified as John Doe, allege four pranksters created a fake profile page impersonating the plaintiff that included racist and explicitly sexual comments. 580 friends came to that site. Janet, you're in Florida. You're next up with a quick comment. Go ahead, please.
I believe it's wrong. I think that people, obviously, we need to use common sense with anything we put out on the Internet. However, there is that freedom of expression that everyone is entitled to. I think people should be able to express their concerns. I think that they should be able to put whatever they want to on the Facebook page without fear of reprisal.
Jerry in Texas, you got 10 seconds. Make it fast.
Just need to learn to don't put everything out on the Internet that you don't want everybody in the world to know, because once you hit that sin, it's gone.
Yep, no privacy whatsoever. That's it. The Facebook focus on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffens.